The following is an exclusive sports presentation from 102.3 FM KGDC2. As the College Place High School Hawks take to the hardwood for exciting basketball action. And now here's the voice of Hawks basketball, Brett Powers, on Walla Walla's KGDC2.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hopefully this is the second time we've heard from you today. You hopefully tuned in earlier and saw the sales girls, not the sales girls, I beg your pardon, the College Place girls in the consolation of this Davidson Christmas Classic here in sales beat you, Brett, 55-38. And now we've got the boys coming up for the championship against Kyona Benton. Set slated to tip off here within about the next 10 minutes. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll take a look at how College Place did the last time they played Kai B, how both teams got to this championship, and, of course, the starting lineups, the tip-off, and all the action here as you're going to be listening to Hawk Basketball on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including commercial, winery, farm, crop, auto, flood, life, health, long-term care, renters, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or David Borth a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
At Total Comfort Solutions, we believe in coming home for the holidays. We believe in watching cheesy movies, telling bad jokes, sneaking Christmas cookies, and falling asleep in front of the fire. We believe in peace, joy, compassion, and gratitude. And most importantly, we believe in family, friends, and community. We would like to take this time to express our gratitude to you for trusting us with the care and comfort of your home this year. From our Total Comfort Solutions family to yours, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
What do you get when you mix together top quality ingredients, fresh produce from Andy's, and the love of a family filled with red-blooded, meat-eating, God-fearing, flag-waving Americans who crave the tradition of a down-home American diner? You get Walt's Place, Walla Walla's destination diner. We offer a 10% discount to those folks fighting for and saving our lives. Police officers, firefighters, DOC, doctors, and nurses. I'm Dominic Mullins, and I'd love to invite you to try our family's diner for some breakfast or lunch. Walt's Place, 1129 South 2nd Avenue in Walla Walla. Come join the family.
Walla Walla has become a favorite destination place for out-of-town wine lovers. Locals, of course, have known about Walla Walla wines for years, and the insiders know that perhaps the largest selection of Walla Walla wines in the whole world is at Walla Walla's Harvest Foods. There is no intention of stocking wines from all over the world at Harvest Foods. Instead, working hand-in-hand with over 25 local bottlers, Harvest Foods offers an incredible variety of Walla Walla wines. Find out more at Harvest Foods, 905 South 2nd in Walla Walla. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
And back here live at DeSales, the boys' championship here coming up between College Place and Kyona Benton. Here's how these two teams got here. College Place, 4:30 yesterday, played DeSales here on DeSales home court. But College Place came away with a victory, 71-63. In that game, College Place was led by the 33 points, 5 rebounds, and 6 assists of Nika Romero. Transition buckets up the Yazoo there is what was happening with that game against DeSales, whereas Kyona Benton beat University Prep 50-30 to earn their way into the championship game. Other games in the tournament today in the consolation, College Place girls beat University Prep 55-38. In the boys' consolation, University Prep beat DeSales 60-46. And in the women's championship, DeSales beat Kiona Benton 45-28. And I'm telling you, the score wasn't that close. There was a point where DeSales was up 38-8. There was some garbage time going on in the fourth quarter. And so we end up with a championship here between College Place and Kiona Benton. And you have to look at prior experience. You go back to December 19th, where Kai B visited College Place and it did not go well. Kai B beat College Place to the tune of 65-43. And it was a close game until the second quarter. College Place was down by one going into the second, but then things got out of hand as Kai B went on a 19-4 run to open up their lead and never really looked back from that. The Hawks were paced by the 10 points and 8 rebounds and 1 assist of Silas Shoemate. If one thing that has set the Hawks' wins apart from their losses is they come out exceptionally fast in their wins, both at Riverside and at DeSales. They came out with their hair on fire. They were making long transition passes, finishing transition buckets, and opening a lead that teams such as WAVA and Riverside and most recently DeSales were incapable of coming back from. And if they're going to have a hope against a Kai B team that already has confidence against College Place, they're going to have to do something similar this evening. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll take a look at the 1A South Central East standings, as well as what is coming up with other games right now this weekend, and of course the starting lineups, the opening tip-off, and all the action. When we return here to DeSales at the Boys Championship, the Davidson Christmas Classic, College Place and Kiona Benton. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Hawk Basketball on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Merry Christmas to all in the Walla Walla Valley. Walla Walla Carpet One would like to thank you for your business this past year and wish you and your family a Merry Christmas. We know it's a busy time of year, and we'd like to make it easier for you by offering our expert help and great prices. It's inventory reduction time. All in-stock materials are now on sale. Walla Walla Carpet One, where we make beautiful affordable. 1611 West Rose Street in the Shopko parking lot.
Go where you want, when you want. With a Banner Bank Connected checking account, you can use any ATM in the country for free. That's any ATM, anywhere. Think of it as your freedom to explore. Banner Bank. Let's create tomorrow together. Unlimited surcharge rebates from non-Banner-owned U.S. ATMs. Banner Bank, member FDIC.
The Union Bulletin is proud to support our Valley schools and athletics with daily coverage of the best in local sports. Visit unionbulletin.com on your smartphone, tablet, or computer to see local sports stories and photography, plus online classifieds and the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support our home teams. Visit unionbulletin.com today. That's union-bulletin.com.
We have a huge special coming at the Walla Walla YMCA. It's called Pay the Date December.
Pay the Date? How does it work?
To join the Y, new members only pay the date for their joining fee all December.
So on December 1st, the joining fee is only $1?
Yep, and the 2nd, it's only $2.
I get it.
Even if you wait till the last day of December, you still get a big deal. But don't wait. Come in early December and get started on your New Year's resolution. Don't let the holidays put you behind. Get ahead and join the Y this December.
For more information, call 509-525-8863 or visit www.ymca.org.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Back here live at DeSales for this Davidson Christmas Classic Boys Championship with College Place taking on Kiona Benton. While the boys are still warming up, let's take a look at the 1A South Central East standings. Royal and Connell are still squatting atop the heap. Royal at 2-0, 2-0, Connell at 3-0. Royal 3-2, Connell 5-3 overall. Columbia Burbank and Kiona Benton there tied at 2-1 apiece at 4-3 and 5-3 overall. Sorry, well, Luke is in there as well at 2-1 and 7-2 overall. Then you have Warden at 0-2 and Riverview and College Place both at 0-3. Riverview at 5-4 overall, and that is going to be College Place's next opponent next Friday. And then Warden and College Place both at 3-4 overall. Games going on this evening include Columbia Burbank at Mapton, Columbia at 4-0, Mapton at 0-8. Mapton's dreadful in the EWAC this season, so Burbank will pick up a non-league win there. Royal is at Cashmere. Royal at 3-2. Cashmere hosting at 4-4. And let's see, we have Bellevue Christian. Recent scores, Bellevue Christian beat Royal 69-67. Omak beat Warden 76-51. I unfortunately don't have dates for those particular games. And then coming up there after this game, we're going to have a layoff till next Friday as the Hawks are going to be playing Riverview at Riverview next Friday and then Waluk home following that on the 6th. So games next Friday and Saturday, the Hawks will get another layoff after this game here in this championship game of the Davidson Christmas Classic here at DeSales. The Hawks had no success last year. They lost their opening game and then lost to University Prep in the consolation final. This year, they handled DeSales easily in the opening round and now face the Kiona Benton squad that kind of had their way with them back on the 19th. And we'll see if the boys can bring the fire in the opening as they have done in their three wins this year. Let's go ahead and take a look right now at the starting lineups. First, for technically the home team, Kiona Benton, Kiona Benton Bears, Coach Keith Green. And actually, before I talk about that, I've got to admit, Keith Green is a fascinating-looking fellow. He looks like he came perhaps from Lebanon. He has that sort of Semitic Middle Eastern look. He looks like he might be 23 years old. And I recall from the December 19th game, he carries himself with this kind of relaxed, almost schoolboy manner, but he also has poise. The man does not get agitated. He remains cool under fire, and he seems to have been doing a good job with this Bear team thus far. He is going to start at guard, a 6-foot sophomore, Sal Quinones, as well at guard, a 5'8", senior, number 15, Alex Maya. And then the biggers are going to be a wing, a 6'2 senior, number 23, Daniel Reason. And we've got to watch out for him as he likes to drive. He's going to start a 5'11 senior, Armando Reyes. Now, Reyes is built like a football player, and he doesn't have strong scoring capacities, but he is muscle-bound down there and sometimes can fight for rebounds. And finally in the post, he has a 6'6 senior who can be efficient on rebounds, number 40, Abe Reinschmidt. Coach Paul Jessup is going to start the same lineup that he started last night against DeSales. He's going to start at guard, the 5'6 senior, number 1, Nico Romero. And then at the post, the 6'2 senior, number 3, Silas Shoemate. The second of three guards is going to be the 5'10 junior, number 5, Drew Adams. The post, the 6'1 senior, number 12, Lance Hatch. And then joining Nico in the backcourt is going to be the dynamic Jordan Lemus. He's so new that I don't even have statistics on him just yet. So hopefully I will have those ready for you by next game with Riverview. I got Mr. Lemus dropped on me late last night, and I managed to get him into my scorekeeping database, which is part of the battle for me, but I wasn't able to get Lemus's vital statistics. Jordan, a intense, kind of havoc-driven ball handler. He can move with great liquidity, and he had some success on offense to start the game yesterday against the Sales. Kind of dropped off in particular once College Place found out that their transition game with Nico Romero, Nico getting behind the defense of DeSales just numerous times and torching them in transition. We'll see if they'll be able to do this against a Kai B defense that is decidedly somewhat more aggressive than perhaps what the boys saw from DeSales last night. So we are getting ready to go here for this fourth game today of the Davidson Christmas Classic. We've got Hatch, who's going to step in the center circle, and I believe he's going to step in against Reinschmidt. Abe being a little leisurely to drawing himself to the center circle, and now he does. And Lance is giving up at least three inches to Reinschmidt. The Hawks in their road blues are going to be moving from left to right as we stand here. And Reinschmidt tips the ball into next week. And quickly, Reyes, no, that's not, that's Risen. Quickly, drives to the bucket. His lay-in ends up being no good, driving through the lane, but he got fouled on his way up by Jordan Lemus. So Lemus picks up his first personal, and Risen unable to score that first bucket is looking at least to get two from the charity stripe, and he clangs the first off the rim, no good. Just underway here in this boys' championship at the Davidson Christmas Classic here at DeSales. DeSales team's not involved. We've got a fairly decent crowd here as Risen, his second free throw, bounces around, hangs no good, and Ryan Schmidt then ends up with the offensive putback and rebound and point. As facing the press, Adams, stuck in the back, goes to Shoemate, now wants to go to Lemus, instead goes long. Now we're going to feed Hatch, who launches a long three off the side of the rim. No good. Now long transition. Here comes Quinones. Yes, Quinones in transition quickly scores, and it's 4-0, Kai B. Now in transition, Nico crosses from left to right, pulls up at the free throw line, goes up. His shot is short, but he's going to end up, now he's going to go to the charity stripe. And the foul is on Alex Maya, his first personal, first team foul. Nico, once again, takes one bounce and quickly launches and barely gets it off the front of the rim. His free throw shooting is not what it was last year. Nico, once again, that one bounce, spin, then hunker and fire, and that rattles around and then drops. On the board, 4-1 Kai B early, 7:23 to go. Quinones gives to Reyes, who then feeds Ryan Schmidt for an alley-oop and isn't strong enough, and Lance Hatch is there for the rebound. Nico comes across the timeline and wants to find Lemus, can't quite handle a pass that's too hot, and we've got a turnover. And Ryan Schmidt in transition wants to go coast to coast and lays it up and in. Nico given to Adams in the backcourt. Adams driving down the left lane. He wants to keep going. Now feeds Lemus, just waiting with a left-handed reverse lay-in. That was gorgeous. Brought to you by Drew Adams. Nice looking. 6-3, Kai B. And Quinones feeds Reason down low. He's got to kick it back out to Quinones. And now we're going to have a conventional half-court offense. And we'll see if we can stop him. Maya on the top, guarded by Nico. Goes down low to Reason at the free throw line. Feeds down low to Ryan Schmidt. Wants to back down against Latch, and he does. Backs down and banks it in. And 6:26 to go. Paul Jessup wants to talk things over to slow things down. Kyrie leads CP 8-3. You're listening to Hawk Basketball on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of the College Place Hawks on KGDC2 102.3 FM. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Hawks Radio. Contact your local Edward Jones financial advisor for your investment needs. In the Walla Walla Valley, contact Chase Hessler, George Hessler, Hank Worden, or Sam Wells. Call us today at 1-800-ED-JONES. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
6:20 to go here in the first. College Place dealing with a press. They're managing to break it, trailing 8-3. And now we have, didn't have a foul away from the ball. I believe Joel Jameson lifted his pivot foot. And the Hawks turn the ball over, which they really cannot afford to do. As Maya comes down the left. Gives to Reyes on the left. He now wants to shoot past Jameson. His shot ends up being no good, but he ends up getting his own offensive rebound. Now he's going to pull up for an 18-footer. That's off the side of the rim, no good. And he tries to muscle it again away from Jameson, but he rips it away from Reyes. And here come the Hawks. Hatch on the left arc gives to Nico. Now right arc, Lemus. And Lemus, guarded by Reyes, wants to feed it, driving. Oh, Adams, beautiful look. Rims in and out, no good. But then Lemus gets the offensive rebound and puts it away. Quickly in transition, Quinones comes down, feeds back out to Maya. Conventional half-court offense. Hopefully the Hawks can stop this sort of thing. As Quinones goes to Ryan Schmidt at the top of the arc, feeding a little rise, and he goes up against Lemus. His shot no good, but Lemus is going to end up being called for his second foul. Yes, sir. And let's see. Reason Ryzen, I'm never able to pronounce this right. I've got to get this clear before we play again, is going to shoot two, and his first is nothing but net. Hector Flores and Silas Shoemaker check back in. I wasn't even aware that Silas had been on the bench. As Lemus and Hatch go to the bench. Reason, second free throw. That's going to rim in and out. No good. However, Reyes comes down with the rebound. His putback ends up being no good. This time, Silas Shoemate comes down with the rebound. And gives to Romero. He dribbles to the top of the arc. Wants to go to Adams. Instead has to go to Flores on the right arc. Well, thinks about Jamison down low. And Reyes is going to steal a pass intended for Adams. He's going to go coast to coast. And his lay-in is too strong. Rebound, Drew Adams. Feeds Nico in transition, and he's going to go up against Ryan Schmidt and gets blocked out of creation. But they're going to call Ryan Schmidt for a blocking foul. And actually, Nico should probably keep doing that and try to get Ryan Schmidt to foul out. Yeah, Abe Ryan Schmidt picks up his first personal. Nico's going to go to the line for two. One for two already. And College Place trailing Kai B in this championship, 9-5. And again, Nico's first shot barely off the front of the rim. I hate to tell you to take your time because last year it worked for you, Nico, but this year I think you need to take just a little bit more time. It's that one bounce, spin, and fire, and that hangs around on the rim and then finally drops. 9-6, Kai B. And the Hawks need to play tough defense, in particular in the half-court offense. As Ryzen wants to drive in, kicks out to Ryan Schmidt, puts up a 15-footer. That's good. Ouch. And what are you going to do? As Flores in the backcourt feeds Adams. Adams coming down the left wing. Now crosses the timeline. He's got Reyes on him. Now he wants to drive right. Now pulls up. Goes to Nico at the top of the arc. Now to Hector on the right corner. Now to Shoemate at the top. He wants to drive through. Kicks back out to Adams. Errant pass. Drew gathers it in. 14 on the shot clock. He now wants to dribble through. Slices through a double team. Gets a high shot off the backboard. Ends up being no good. Jameson ends up getting the rebound. Now feeds Adams. He's going to shoot that three. Rims in and out. Not fair. Not fair. I mean, that ball was halfway down, and then I think we have an error in transition. I do not know what the whistle was about because I'm trying to keep my stats. Reyes will inbounds to Quiñones. Quiñones trapped in a backcourt press goes to Maya. Still in the backcourt. Back to Quiñones. Still on the backcourt. Now back to Maya. And fakes the pass. Now Maya's going to get across the timeline and dribble to the right. Still keeping up his dribble. Going to be met by Nico. Romero keeping the pressure on. Goes to Quiñones on the right. Quiñones goes to the invisible man. Ryan Schmidt has to gather it in. Almost goes over and back. He's got Jamison on him. And Jamison all over him. Now Quiñones wants to drive through. Feeds a driving rise in his lay-in. Not strong enough. And Flores is going to come down with a defensive rebound. Hawks quick to cut off the lane. Prevented the half-court offense from working there. As Flores feeds Nico. Nico wants to drive in, goes up against Ryan Schmidt. Flat out has the ball stolen. Ryan Schmidt now is going to come down the right wing. Now he pulls up. Finally going to feed off to Maya. Maya to Quiñones on the right arc. Quiñones looking for something to open up now. He's finally going to put the ball down. He's got Adams over him. Now he's going to drive in. Slices over. Gets it blocked out of bounds by Jamison. Driving down the right lane, and Joel said, get out. 18 on the shot clock. Xavier Roman to check in, and Armando Reyes to the bench. Roman takes the inbounds, gives to Ryan Schmidt. Now top of the arc, Maya. Now to Roman in the corner for three. Long rebound, Nico. The shot was no good. Gives to Hector Flores. He pulls up for three and nails it from the left. Hello! Must have been working on it. Hector Flores for three, and it's 11-9. Kai B, 2:50 to go in the first. Quiñones goes long to Roman. He thinks three, instead now going to drive in. Now he's got to pull back out. Wants to give to Ryzen. Has to scramble to get it. Now back to Roman. Left corner three. Off the side of the rim, no good. Shoemate has position for the rebound. Nicely done, Silas, as in transition. Oh, my gosh. Hector feeds Jamison, and Jamison's too strong for it, but then Nico's there for the offensive rebound and put back. And we're tied at 11 with 2:20 to go here in the first. Adams chases down Quiñones down the right wing. Now he quickly gets tied up, goes long to Maya. Maya takes it out to the top of the arc. And Nico harasses him out of the ball. He gathers it back in, tries to drive in. They should call a charge. Nope. Now they're calling a blocking foul on Joel Jamison. And Drexler, Yasicki, Ken Rooks to check in. Lance Hatch to check back in. Rooks and Yasicki getting their first action of the day. Quinones inbounds with a brand new shot clock. He gives to Mai, who circles around, comes back across the timeline. Goes to Roman on the right arc. Roman wants to go down low, has to change his mind. Now needs to do something because he's got to give to Rison down low baseline. He's got Rooks on. He's going to put a move on Rooks, and he drives for the shot. Ends up being no good. Nico finally comes down with a rebound, and now we've got a timeout. No. Oh, Ryan Schmidt is going to have to go to the bench because he's bleeding. He's not sure from where. Yeah, so we have an official's timeout as Ryan Schmidt is going to have to go to the bench. And that's Abe Ryan Schmidt. His brother Isaac, a 6'4 sophomore, is now going to come in. And I don't know if we're going to have a longer timeout to deal with stuff on the floor or not. Ryan Schmidt's going to end up going to the locker room. Is he being assisted by Xavier? No, not by Roman. He's being assisted by another player. And Joel Jamison is also being tended to by Paul Jessen. Oh, he's got a cut on his elbow, I guess, is the issue. So this might be Joel actually starting things. Now we're gonna hand things in as Rook. Rooks takes the inbounds from Nico, and Nico takes it back from him. Tied at 11, 1:41 to go here in the first. Rooks on the right arc. He is guarded now by Justice Bender. Now to Yasicki. He wants to drive in, kicks back out to Nico. He's going to launch that three, and he nails it. Nico for three, brought to you by Yasicki Drexler. And College Place has the lead, and they steal the ball on transition. Credit that to Hector Flores. He's going to feed Nico, get back to Hector. Now top of the arc, Hatch. He's going to try and circle in, almost lose the ball. Feeds it driving Yasicki, whose lay-in hangs on the rim and drops up, but he got fouled. Great ball movement by College Place. Turning this game around in the middle of the quarter as he got fouled by Saul Quinones, his first personal, and Yasicki Drexler now to the line to shoot two. But Keith Green, if Kai B, wants to talk things over with College Place leading with 1:12 in the first, 14:11. You're listening to Hawk Basketball on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Everyday life can be overwhelming. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom or you work outside the home as well, finding time for it all can be challenging. One way to reclaim time for what you love is by getting some help around the house. That's where Handmade Cleaning comes in. We offer a new generation of cleaning and restoration concepts. We at Handmade Cleaning specialize in the interior beautification of homes and apartments just like yours. We bring everything we need to clean your home. To learn more, visit handmadecleaning.com.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
1:12 to go here in the first, and it has been back and forth. Kai B came out with their hair on fire, opened up a quick 7-point lead, but College Place now has been, I want to say, on about a 13-4 run, and they have opened themselves a 3-point lead at 14-11 with 1:12 to go. And now, so they call for a 30-second timeout, all right? And during that 30-second timeout, absolutely nothing happens on the court. Now the 30-second timeout is over, and the sales personnel are out finally cleaning up some biohazard issue within one of the keys. It's either Jamison or Abe Reinschmidt have been leaking precious bodily fluids on a very limited basis out of the court. But that's now been fixed up, and we're ready to go back to work. With, I believe... Yes, indeed. Yasicki Drexler trying to add to a 4-point College Place lead. Not entirely sure how reliable he's been thus far, but he was totally reliable there. 1-for-1 is Yasicki Drexler. 15-11 College Place. Right now beating a Kai B team we were struggling with back on the 19th. Yasicki, his second free throw. Boom! Nothing but net. 16-11 College Place. Facing a full court press. Roman stuck in the backcourt. Now driving down the left lane. Now pulls back up. That is not Roman. That is Maya. I beg your pardon. Now he goes right arc to Quinones. Now back to Maya. Hawks doing a fairly good job containing the half-court offense as pass tipped by Nico. He wants to go coast-to-coast, pulls up, then goes up, gets blocked by Justice Bender. Gets his own rebound, goes up. That ends up being no good. And shoot, Nico had his best cracks at that, but he ended up facing what amounted to a one-on-two fast break by the time Bender got down there. Nico having a couple of excellent games in terms of harassing opposing ball handlers and then energizing a fast break offense as Bender inbounds to Quinones, facing a full court press. Now back to Bender, and now we've got a two-on-three fast break as Risen drives in over Hatch, but his shot is too strong, and Drexler comes down with a rebound. And here comes College Place with 36 seconds to go in the quarter. Nico gives to Rooks on the right arc. Ken goes to Flores. Now top of the arc, Hatch. Hatch wants to drive in, goes to Flores in the right corner. Hector looking for something to open up. He's going to dribble in, now has to pull up. Now he's got to get the ball off because running out of time. Goes to Nico, 10 on the shot clock, and Nico got called for picking up his pivot foot. A travel. And can't tell if Nico sometimes would wear a sulky face. I don't think that's what he's wearing here. It's just a, okay, so who's got who here? Quinones takes the inbounds. He's got Rooks on him as he crosses the timeline. Goes to Maya on the right arc. Maya looking for something to open up. Going to dribble towards the top. Goes to Quinones again. Quinones launches an NBA three. What is that? Off the front of the rim. No good. And then we're going to have a loose ball foul, I believe, on Abe Reinschmidt. Yes, sir. Abe Reinschmidt for pushing off. And so Nico will take it out. Kai B pressing. Oh, as the clock runs out, Hector tries a three-quarter court shot that's no good. And College Place will start the second quarter, leading Kai B 16-11 in this Davidson Christmas Classic final. You're listening to Hawk Basketball on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time, making sure that your commercial computer network stays running to keep your business going strong. Doyle Computer Solutions. From networks to servers to individual workstations, Doyle Computer Solutions has the staff and experience that you can rely on. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
When you're looking for new flooring for your home, it can be a struggle to find someone you can trust to help you make the right choice. With over 40 years of experience in the flooring industry, trust is just one of the many reasons why Connor's Flooring and Design was voted best of the best. We use the finest local licensed installers to make sure your project gets done right the first time. Give us a call at 522-0176 today or stop by our showroom on C Street in College Place for your free estimate. Connor's Flooring and Design. We'll take good care of you.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Hawks shoot 5 for 12 in the first quarter, facing only three turnovers, and they have a five-point lead and the ball to start the second quarter. Flores gives to Rooks on the left arc. Now down low to Drexler, wants to make a move on Reinschmidt, loses the handle on the ball, probably should have traveled, just kick it back out to Nico. Nico wants to drive in, he ends up going in as a shot partially blocked, then Yasicki goes up for reverse. They really had no prayer, but he got fouled. Credit Yasicki Drexler for drawing the fouls. And this foul is on Isaac Reinschmidt. That's his first personal. We have both Reinschmidts out there? No. We had Abe earlier, and he got called out first for having to deal with some blood on his uniform, and now he's sitting again with two fouls. Keith Green, coach for Kai B, just pacing the sideline but looking so totally calm and yet so young. Yasicki Drexler now to the line, currently 2-2, make that 3-for-3, extending the CP lead 17-11 to open the third. Drexler. Two bounces and a spin, one bounce and a fire. Boom, rattles it home. 4-for-4. Young Mr. Yasicki, well done. As Quinones in transition goes to Reyes. Reyes running down the right wing, kicks the ball off of his own feet. Stolen by Lance Hatch, who then is going to feed Nico in transition, who's going to pull up. Now going to give to Hatch, shoots a right corner three off the side of the rim, no good. That shot had been working for him, and it was not a bad idea, but it didn't work that time. As Maya comes loping down, pulls up at the free throw line, kicks back out to Quinones. Quinones dribbles to the right, now goes back up to Maya at the top of the arc. Maya looking to Green for guidance, and then goes back to Quinones on the right arc. Quinones now cross court to Maya. He launches a long three. That's an air ball. Quinones ends up with the offensive rebound. Now goes back to Maya. Now to Justice Bender. Now in the corner to Reyes. Fakes the baseline. Now scuttles around across Yasicki. And his shot is a little bit too strong, but Yasicki is going to get called for the foul. That is his first personal, as I believe. Yes, fourth team foul. And Armando Reyes, 5'11 senior, built like a fire plug, is going to shoot two and clangs the first off of his off the rim. No good. Kybe came out with her hair on fire, primarily using transition offense. And then CP started to get back on transition defense, and they have shut down the Kybe half-court offense as Reyes aims for a second. That ends up being no good. Lance Hatch skies for the rebound. Loving this brand of basketball right here. They play to sleep back on the 19th. They are wide awake here at DeSales. Rooks on the left arc. Goes right arc. Lance Hatch. We got a line change coming up. Hatch goes to Nico. Nico fakes. Drives to the top of the key. Kicks out to Hector. Fakes three. Now he's going to have to dribble back out. 13 on the shot clock. Goes to Nico in the corner. Nico thinks baseline. He dribbles back out. 9 on the shot clock. Flores. Now Rooks. Got to get the ball to a score person. Nico quickly is going to launch from left arc, and it ends up off the side of the rim, and Hatch ends up going over the back and trying to get the rebound. Unfortunate, because it really wasn't that egregious, but there it is. And we have a line change. Shoemate, Adams, Lemus, Cameron Lindstrom for his first time on the court, and Joel Jameson on the court for Paul Jessup. Roman in the corner, harassed by Shoemate. And Keith Green, his head in his hands, watches as Roman double dribbles his way into a turnover. And the Hawks, again, with an opportunity to extend the 7-point lead. This is the most agitated I've ever seen Green, and he still looks pretty calm. But Shoemate, baseline, running out of time, has to go long to Adams. Adams taking a while to take up his dribble. Now gives to Lemus on the left arc. Now to Shoemate at the top. Now to Adams on the left arc. Now down low to Jameson. Thinks about backing down. He's got Reinschmidt over him. Oh, man, he had Cameron. But the pass was errant. Cameron managed to gather it back in and feed to Lemus. 15 on the shot clock. Now we're going to feed Lindstrom from the corner. And he shot about an 18-footer. And I think we have a loose ball foul on Kiona Benton. Yes, that foul's on Alex Maya for elbowing people to try to get position. So the Hawks get another look as Quinones checks in and Maya will go to the bench. Shoemate takes the ball out baseline. And Lemus with the alley-oop can't quite put it in, but Lindstrom is there for the putback. That ends up being too strong. And then Jameson skies in for the offense and putback. Yes, sir. And I'm trying to remember, what was that, Lemus? I've lost track of things here, and I'll try and make sense of it as we have timeout on the court with 5:42 to go on the Hawks leading Kybe 20-11. You're listening to Hawk Basketball on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
When putting together your holiday grocery list, make your dollars go further by shopping at Grocery Outlet. They've definitely got you covered. From turkeys to hams, foil pans, stuffing, pumpkin, and produce, quality products at amazing prices. Whether it's prepping for a holiday meal or holiday baking, Grocery Outlet has the items you want at prices that can't be beat. Fresh, name brand groceries you love. Stock up for the holidays and save.
Grocery Outlet, bargain market.
910 South 9th, Walla Walla.
Don't hassle with mail-in rebates. It's Carhartt Bucks time. Remember, no brand makes more rugged workwear in the U.S. than Carhartt. Get it all at the store with the largest Carhartt selection, L&G. Buy $100 worth of Carhartt and get a $20 coupon. $75, $15 in Carhartt Bucks. $50 Carhartt purchase, get a $10 coupon. All to be used on your next Carhartt purchase. Carhartt Bucks, now at L&G.
This is Rick Gerling from L&G Rent Supply. From all of our family and crew to all of you, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
I am not sure my math is correct, but I think College Place might be on a 16-0 run to take a 9-point lead to 20-11 as Xavier Roman launches a long three-pointer that ends up being no good. Rebound, Cameron Lindstrom. And here come the Hawks again. Lemus comes down to the top of the arc. He goes left arc, Lindstrom. Now top of the arc, Shoemate. Shoemate now wants to drive in. He's going to pull up for a little 10-footer. It's off the back rim. No good. Reyes tips the rebound. Finally brought down by one of the Rhein-Schmidts. And then as we scramble down the court, we've got a whistle away from the ball. Okay, Cameron Lindstrom with a push away from the ball. That's his first personal. 16 foul. Going to be in the bonus now after fouls here. Roman takes the inbounds to Rhein-Schmidt. Now feeds Reyes in the corner for a three. That's off the top of the backboard. Not sure how that's not out of bounds. And Risen comes down with the offensive rebound. His putback is no good, but then he got fouled. Fouls on Joel Jamison, his second personal, 17th foul. Risen's going to go to the line, I believe, for two. And I never catch the refs quite at the right time to see if it's one or two. Since no one's moving around, I'm assuming it's two, since Risen clanks the first off the back of the rim, no good. And I'll tell you what, foul shooting is somewhat telling in this game. The Hawks shooting 6-for-8, and I'm not tracking for Kai B, but it's, relatively speaking, pretty dismal. Risen now gets the ball with 5:10 to go and trailing by 9, manages to hit that one to stop a long scoring drought for Kai B. CP now enjoying an 8-point lead at 20-12. Shoemate feeds Adams in transition, has to pull back out. Saw the opportunity was lost. He dribbles to the right, still maintaining his dribble, shadowed by Roman. Now goes in the corner to Lindstrom. Lindstrom wants to think about going to Jamison, now to Lemus, now to Shoemate, now to Adams. Adams wants to drive baseline, and he wanted to pass off, ends up passing it off feet, and we have a turnover as Quinones in transition kicks out to Roman, back to Quinones. Quinones drives into the top, now goes to Rhein-Schmidt. That's the brother. He wants to drive baseline. He goes up and gets fouled on the way up. Ooh, that might be on Joel Jamison, and if it is, that's his third. Yeah, so Joel Jamison is almost certainly going to have to go to the bench now as he picks up his third personal. Eighth team foul with 4:34 to go in the half. And Daniel Risen with College Place leading by 8 points. His first free throw off the front of the rim. Am I complaining? Absolutely not. I don't necessarily bleed blue and orange, but I most definitely root for it. As Risen's second free throw, again, is good. 20-13, College Place. Kai B on a little 2-0 run. His outlet for Lindstrom ends up getting hacked by Isaac Rhein-Schmidt. And he isn't quite able to gather it in and ends up going out of bounds. Very nearly a turnover. As Lemus inbounds to Shoemate. Silas dribbles across the top, gets met by Reyes. Now gives to Adams on the left. Adams back to Silas. Silas wants to dribble in. He's got to kick back out. Feeds Hatch down low. Goes up over three and drops it home. Nice little right-handed push shot by Lance Hatch. 22-13 as Risen comes down and wants to dribble in against Jamison. Now goes up against Hatch, and he manages to get his arm up and bounce it off the rim and in. 22-15. Adams quickly coming down. He has the ball poked out of bounds by Roman. It'll still be College Place ball, and we have a partial, mostly, line change. Romero, Flores, Yasicki, and Rooks. Shoemate, Adams, Lindstrom, and Lemus to the bench. Meaning Hatch is staying out there. Rooks takes it out baseline. Has to go long to Nico. And left Quinones on him at the top. Now goes right arc Flores. Flores goes across to Hatch. Now back to Rooks at the top. Now to Yasicki at the top of the key. Drexler wants to drive. Puts a spin move on. Left-hooded. Oh, man. Left-handed hook shot. No, scoop shot. Almost drops in, but then ends up dropping off. And rebound, Kai B. As Quinones feeds Roman, Lance went for the steal. Didn't quite happen. Now goes to Reyes at the top. And Reyes picks up his pivot foot and turns the ball over. Romero will take it out far sideline. Give in to Flores. Now back to Nico. He'll have Roman on him. Now back to Flores, crossing the timeline. Hector now dribbles to the left. Now goes to Hatch at the top of the arc. Lance looking for some movement. Now goes to Rooks at the top. Now to Nico. Fakes three. Down low to Yasicki. Tries to put a move on. Puts up a little push shot that clangs off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound, Kai B. And both teams having trouble with their half courts as Quinones tries to move in transition, has to pull back out, goes to Reyes, fakes a three, drives in, shoots over Drexler, and flat-footed drops the two, and CP's lead is down to five at 22-17 as Romero quickly comes down, now feeds Hatch on the left arc. Lance feeds back to Rooks at the top. Ken stutter steps, puts down one dribble, gives to Yusicki, now to Hector, puts up a long two. That's good. They're going to count it a three, and you know what? So will I. Hector Flores for three. Brought to you by Yusicki Drexler. And then coming down the court, Reyes carries the ball. No, we've got a foul. Check that. I'm sorry. We've got a charge against Armando Reyes. I don't know if it was simply body or if it was elbow. And Keith Green is finally showing some emotion as he's saying you got to call it both ways. Nico carries it across the line. Now gives to Flores, 2:26 to go, CP by 8, 25-17, that's in the half. Rooks has it now on the left arc, wants to go down low to Yusicki. Yusicki kicks back out to Hatch, fakes three, drives to the top of the key, has the ball poked away and stolen by Roman. Roman has to pull back. Instead of having transition, he loses the handle on his dribble, gets it back together, gives to Quinones. Now about 2 minutes to go here in the half. Quinones, looking for something to open up, drives right, gets cut off by Rooks. Now goes to the top. Now goes to Reyes on the left. Now feeds younger Reinschmidt. He drives baseline, puts scoops under Lance Hatch, ends up being no good. I think you're going to say got fouled by Drexler Yusicki. That is Yusicki's second personal. And Isaac Reinschmidt, the 6'4 sophomore of the Reinschmidt Twin Towers. His senior brother, Abe, is on the bench. Isaac. Machine guns a couple and rims his shot in and out. And Ken Rooks is going to come down with a rebound. And free throws are telling in this game. Flores comes down the top, tries to drive out, has his pass tipped away, gathers it back in. Now goes to Nico. 23 on the shot clock. Nico dribbles right, now changes left. He wants to drive in. He's got to pull out. Now he's finally going to turn around and shoot. Oh, my goodness, are you kidding? He's going to shoot over. That hangs on the rim forever. Does not drop. Finally, Yusicki Drexler is there for the putback. 27-18. The CP lead back to 9. Reyes wants to drive through. Loses the handle on his dribble. And ends up scooting it out of bounds. No, they're going to say last touched by Hector Flores. So Reyes will take it up baseline. Hawks doing a great job of shutting down the Kai B half-court offense. And getting back on transition, making it difficult for Kai B to cut into this lead. Reyes gives to Roman, has the ball booted out of bounds by Flores, and we're going to try this again. 1:19 to go here in the half in this Davidson Christmas Classic Championship. College plays leading Kai B, 27-17. Reyes wants to go long, hits Maya, feeds Reinschmidt down low. No, that was Risen. His scoop shot ends up being no good. Tapped rebound, finally brought down by Ken Rooks. Lid on the bucket as Drexler comes down low, wants to make a move on Reinschmidt, has to kick back out to Rooks. He drives into the top of the key, kicks back out to Yusicki, and Yusicki gets blocked out of bounds as he tries to launch an 18-footer. That was Isaac Reinschmidt blocking it out of bounds, 20 on the shot clock, 58 seconds on the game clock. And Keith Green, with his hands on his head, showing some emotion today. Rooks inbounds to Hatch in the right corner. Lance dribbles out a little bit, now gives to Nico at the top. Now to Rooks on the left arc. Ken looking for something to open up. Goes down low to Hatch, has it poked away. Rooks ends up gathering it back in. Now back to Hatch, top of the arc, Hector. 9 on the shot clock. Now to Rooks on the left arc. Pay attention to the shot clock. 5 on the shot clock. Down low to Yusicki. Yusicki's got to turn around and shoot. Now Nico's going to shoot a long 3. Hands off the rim, no good. Rebound, Kai B with 34 to go. Outlet pass poked away. Quinones gathers it back in. He now crosses the timeline. He's got Nico all over him. Nico pokes it away. Quinones gathers it back. Now he's got Hector on him. Quinones goes to the right to Maya, or is that Roman? Can't tell. Down low to Risen. Kicks back out to Roman. Right corner three. Too far. Rooks had position. Got Reinschmidt stole it from him. He drives in. That shot ends up being no good. Again, gets his own rebound. That shot ends up being no good. And he's going to get two. As he was fouled by Lance Hatch, that's Lance's second, and Reinschmidt leveled somebody in getting that first offensive rebound with a no-call. So Reinschmidt will go to the line. I believe he's 0 for 1. with 9.8 seconds to go and CP by 10. Make that 9 now as Ryan Schmidt hits his first. Cameron Lindstrom checking in. Lance Hatch is going to sit with his 9.8 seconds to add some height to prevent any offensive putbacks. A little strategic thinking there by Paul Jessup. As Isaac, a couple of machine gun dribbles, and his shot's going to be barely off the side of the rim, no good. And Hector Flores is going to come down with the rebound, hits Lindstrom in transition, who wants to pull up over Reyes. His shot no good, but then Cameron gets his own putback and drops it at the buzzer. Cameron Lindstrom, that made sense to make that substitution. And College Place is going to go into the locker room with an 11-point lead at 29-18. We'll be back with halftime statistics. You are listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Total Office Concepts and Xerox, leading names in office technology, have teamed up to bring real and affordable solutions for managing and printing documents. With the Xerox exclusive app gallery, you can customize the Xerox MFP to handle documents the way you need, rather than conforming to some vendor's idea of how your workflow should be managed. Total Office Concepts, locally owned and serving our community for 90 years, providing furniture and technology solutions. Call 582-4686 at Total Office Concepts. We make your workspace work.
Toyotathon is on at McCurley Integrity Toyota of Walla Walla. But hurry in because it all ends soon. Take advantage now of incredible offers. For only $136 a month, drive the all-new 2018 Corolla LE. And for just $145 a month, the 2018 Camry L can be yours. Save even more in the 2018 RAV4 XLE Hybrid. Just $182 a month. Don't miss financing as low as 0% and our biggest rebates of the year. Plus, just announced, even bigger bonus rebates. Don't wait. It's all going on now. The final days of Toyotathon is on. Only at McCurley Integrity Toyota of Walla Walla on North Wilbur Avenue. Integrity in everything we do for you. And visit us online at McCurleyToyota.com.
Kroll stock number TJ10. Camry stock number TJ54. $39.99 due at signing. RAV4 stock number TJ57. $49.99 due at signing. 36-month leases. Financing offers available on select models. Auto-approved credit plus tax, title, license, and fee. See dealer for details. Expires 1/2/18.
Let us make your holiday shopping and shipping easy. Hi, this is Sheila from Postal Annex, inviting you to check out our unique gifts. From Melissa and Doug Toys to Nebo Flashlights, we've got something fun for you. Or take your pick from our wide variety of Lean and Tree holiday cards. And then, when you're ready, we can gift wrap, pack, and ship your treasures in time for the holidays. So come see us soon in the Plazaway Shopping Center. And from all of us at Postal Annex,
happy,
happy,
happy
holidays from Postal Annex.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Halftime here at the Christmas Classic Tournament at DeSales, and College Place, who playing Kai B and got beat soundly by Kai B back on December 19th, 65-43. They lead the Bears 29-18 here on the neutral court of DeSales. Quick scoring summary. I want to say that CP had to come out with their hair on fire, and they didn't. It was Kybe that came out with their hair on fire, a number of transition buckets. And I'm pretty sure they got an opening lead of 11-4. Since then, it has been all College Place since about 3 minutes left in the first quarter. College Place outscoring Kybe here 25-7 to take a 29-18 lead here at halftime. Here are your statistics. Scoring statistics for your College Place Hawks, and it's nice and evenly spread, which you'd like to see. Drew Adams, one rebound, one assist. Ken Rux, Silas Shoemate, both with 2 rebounds apiece. Lance Hatch, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Cameron Lindstrom, Joel Jamison, both with identical lines, 2 points, 3 rebounds apiece. Jordan Lemus, 4 points, 2 rebounds. Hector Flores, 6 points, 2 rebounds. Drexel Yasicki, 6 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, and he's having some impact down low. Nico Romero, leading all College Place scorers with 7 points and 4 rebounds, but it's not all one-sided like it was with that DeSales contest last night. The Hawks are shooting 35.7%, not terribly shabby, but also not anything necessarily right home about, 10 for 28. They are 6 for 8 from the line, and that is telling because I am thinking that Kai B might be in the neighborhood of like 2 for 8 from the line. Also, the Hawks seem to be doing a good job on the boards. They have 23 total rebounds. 9 of them offensive, as opposed to 14 total rebounds. I'm counting for Kai B, 6 of them offensive. The Hawks have 3 assists, 2 steals to offset only 4 turnovers. So they're doing a very good job. They're making excellent choices for the large in large part in their shot selection. But the key thing is that they shut down the Kaibe transition offense, and their zone defense is such right now that they are throttling Kaibe's half court offense. And so Kaibe, since about 3 minutes in the first quarter, I mean, they've scored 7 points in 11 minutes. College place defense doing an excellent job shutting down the Kaibe offense. What needs to happen in the second half for College Place to succeed? Well, frankly, the same thing. Keep making smart decisions on offense. Play a little bit of aggressive backcourt defense, but not fully. But most importantly, man, throttle that half-court offense of Kaibe's and prevent them from getting any transition buckets. That recipe was success in the first half. If they can carry it off in the second half, then you're going to crown them champions. It's just too bad that wouldn't be a district win. However, we also have 16 minutes of basketball left, so we don't want to be counting our chickens before they've been hatched. We're going to take another break. When we come back, we'll take a look at the 1A South Central as well as games coming up for both Kaibe and College Place. When we return, we're at halftime here at the Christmas Classic Tournament here at DeSales, the Boys Championship. College Place leading Kaibe 29-18. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Hawk Basketball on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Pocket iNet Communications is now offering internet service that is an incredible 20 times faster than cable to the residents of Walla Walla Valley. You too can get access to this super high-speed gigabit internet by visiting pocketinet.crowdfiber.com and entering your address. That's pocketinet.crowdfiber.com. pocketinet.crowdfiber.com. Welcome to Gigabit Country. No limits, just possibilities.
With smartphones and the internet, auto repair information has never been more readily available for the do-it-yourselfer. At Walla Walla Transmission, we understand the pride and satisfaction that comes from maintaining and repairing your own rig. But few people have the desire to do it, not to mention the time or proper tools to get the job done. That's where we come in. We at Walla Walla Transmission want to be your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Come and see us today at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Stroh Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
When it comes to life, there's so much to see. More to see than can ever be seen, in fact. That's why at Valley Vision, our mission is caring for your eyesight. Valley Vision is a full-service optometry clinic that uses the latest in computer and laser instrumentation. Your personal care is our way of life, our reason for being at Valley Vision. Seeing better is one thing. We want you to look better, too. Your eyes won't believe our frame selection and styles. Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Still at halftime here at the Christmas Classic Tournament here at DeSales. I keep forgetting it's the Davidson Christmas Classic. My apologies to the Davidson family for not getting that totally correct. I got to admit, I was a doubter. The first half thus far has proven me wrong. Let's hope the second half can as well. Back on December 19th. Kaibe visited College Place, and first quarter was tight, but then the second quarter got out of hand, and Kaibe ran away with it, 65-43. This game, there's something else going on in there. College Place leads Kaibe 29-18. Let's take a look at what's been going on in the 1A South Central. Long Christmas break, you tend not to have too many games, but something comes along around this time in between Christmas and New Year's where the tournaments start to come into play. We have Columbia Burbank visiting Mapton. Burbank at 4-3. Mapton, the 2B team at 0-8. I don't think Columbia Burbank's going to have a difficult time there. Royal will be at 3-2, will be visiting 4-4 Cashmere. Recent scorers, Bellevue Christian beat Royal at Bellevue Christian 69-67. And OMAC beat Warden 76-51. In your standings, Royal and Canal are undefeated, 2-0, 3-0. That's different than last year. Royal, I remember spending time in the basement along with Warden and College Place. Royal right now playing pretty good district ball. Canal, 3-0, 5-3 overall, followed by Columbia, Burbank, and Kiona, Benton, and Waluke, all tied at 2-1 apiece. Burbank's overall record is 4-3, Kiona, Benton, 5-3, and Waluke, it's 7-2. And then the folks who have yet to win are Warden at 0-2, 3-4 overall, and then Riverview and College Place, both at 0-3. Riverview at 5-4, College Place 3-4. Riverview will be College Place's next opponent, and that'll be at Riverview next Friday. We'll talk about broadcast details of that after the game. And then immediately following that, College Place gets to return home, where they will be hosting Waluke. So College Place, granted 0-3, with an opportunity here to go to 4-4. And if they play the second half like they did the first half, then you can take that to the bank. And College Place will at least have a non-league record, or an overall record, I should say, that would be standing at 500. And maybe they will have found a recipe to start to push their way through at least elements of district play. That would bode well for them later in the season. But, of course, you don't want, again, you don't want to count your chickens before they're hatched. Don't want to put the cart before the horse. Just give me a homie saying, and I'll go ahead and spit it out for you. We still have 16 minutes of play to go here. And as they say, they play the games on the hard one and not on the paper. So let's see if College Place can keep up the pressure that they did all of the second quarter and much of the first quarter, and see if they can't stay on top of Kybe here as Reyes will take it out for the Bears, moving left to right as we stand here at the table. Reyes inbounds to Maya, and now goes to Reyes, and now to Quinones in the right corner. That's a scripted play. Long three-pointer ends up being no good. Long tip rebound, Nico Romero. Long outlet to Hatch. He manages to gather it back in, but he's got to kick back out to Lemus. He's going to launch a left arc three. Boom! Jordan Lemus for three, brought to you by Lance Hatch to open up the second, 32-18, College Place. Quinones feeds Risen, getting harassed all over the place, now wants to drive in. Hammers Hatch. You should No, I saw Hatch get set. This is me not criticizing the refs. Lance Hatch is going to pick up his third personal foul. First of the second half as Risen, who... sorry, boss. He told me not to criticize the refs. This is me not criticizing the refs. It's Risen's first free throw out of justice. Clanks off the front of the rim. Risen should get chewed on by Keith Green for his free throw shooting. He's been up there quite a bit, and he quickly fires another one, and that one manages to get home. As the Bears press, but the Hawks manage to get past it as the ball gets batted out of bounds. Trying to get to Adams, Reyes boots it out of bounds, but it'll be far sideline on the Bear side of the court. 7:24 to go. College Place, 32. Kybe 19 is Lemus on the right. Now gives to Nico on the left. Nico's going to come back around. Give to Shoemate on the right arc. Shoemate wants to beat Lance Hatch. Kicks back out to Silas. Oh, man, wanted to go down low to Nico and threw it through the net, which slowed it down. And it ended up getting picked up by Risen. Maya goes long to Quinones in the corner. Down low to a driving Risen who's managed to lay it up and in. And that's the sort of offense that they've got to stop. Adams to Shoemate. Almost has it stolen. Finally does by Reinschmidt, picks up by Quinones, feeds Reyes in the corner, thinks three, instead feeds Risen for the easy two, and here we go. Transition buckets. Nico goes long, has it tipped. Here we go. Turnovers. They've got to get things under control. Abe Reinschmidt is back in, feeds Reyes, who, yeah, calls the charge on Reyes. That's a great call. He hammered Nico Romero, and Reyes is going after the ref. He picked up a technical back in College Place, and he needs to keep his mouth shut. Keith Green, his head in his hands, can't seem to believe what he's seeing, and Nico Romero's going to take it out right in front of him. Feeds into Lemus. And Lemus going to be met by Quinones, crosses the line, now gives to Adams on the right. Adams now gives top arc to Nico. Nico feeds to Hatch on the left arc, and we're not communicating with the passes as Quinones steals it, but then he steps on the sideline and immediately turns the ball back over. That's a break for CP right there, because that was going to be 2 points. Romero gives in to Lima, 6:19 to go. CP 32, Kybe 23. Nico drives in, kicks back out to Lemus. Lemus drives left, goes right, drives left again. Has the ball tapped, still gathers it in, still maintaining his dribble. Cross court to Adams. Adams down low to Lemus, who's going to put Sky over Reinschmidt. High off the glass and lays it up and in. And then in the scramble and transition, the ball ends up getting stolen again. Now we're going back and forth, literally ping pong. Reyes finally comes up with it. He slams down Adams. No call gets made, lays it up and in. As Rooks inbounds to Nico, gets met by two. Nico's going to dribble out of it, go down the right wing. Now down low to Adams, who's simply wide open and lays it up and in. Drew Adams, brought to you by Nico Romero in transition. 36-25, College Place. 5:30 to go here in the third. Maya dribbles across the timeline, gets shouted by Nico, now backs off. Now goes to Reyes on the left arc. He's got Rooks on him. Reyes keeps his dribble. He goes to Quinones at the top. Now in the corner to Abe Goldschmidt, who's going to drive baseline. Shoots up and over Silas Shoemate and puts it away, 36-27. Transition. Nico has a 2-on-3 fast break and fakes his way past Reinschmidt. Goes up. Ball gets slammed away, but they're going to say Abe Reinschmidt got a piece of Nico Romero. Okay, now they're saying the foul's on Alex Maya. So Maya picks up his third personal, third team foul. Nico will go to the line to shoot two. And that time he hits the first one, 37-27. Flores, Jamison checking in. Lemus, Shoemate checking out. Got to handle the mature playing of Silas Shoemate, who did so well in the Riverside win early in the season as Nico misses his second shot. Hasn't been doing all race. Oh, come on. That was a carry like no other. As Reyes drives into the corner, and then they decide to call a double dribble that wasn't there. That, ladies and gentlemen, is known as a makeup call. And we've got Justice Bender coming in with Reyes coming to the bench. I think Keith Green, and he does. He wants to have some words with him. Inbound to Flores, to Nico, back to Rooks. Now Rooks actually dribbles across the timeline, gives to Adams on the right arc. He now dribbles to the top, now goes to Nico. He has time for the three, fakes it, kicks out. And Risen ends up kicking the ball out of bounds. Pass intended for Flores, 23 on the shot clock. Hector inbounds to Romero, cross court to Rooks. Down low to Jamison, and Reinschmidt went over the back for it. Mathers gather it in, goes on the floor for it, and Jamison is having trouble getting up off the floor. Maya drives down, feeds Bender, who lays it up and in, and got fouled. Foul is on Ken Rooks. That's his first personal. I have that as a second team foul. Now Justice Bender to the line, having cut the College Place lead to 8. He's going to try to bring it to 7. And that bounces around no good, but then Risen is there for the offensive putback, which is good. And it's a suddenly 6-point lead as Adams technically was going over and back, managed to get away with it. Now Nico has it across the line. Goes to Adams at the top of the arc, down low to Flores. Now back to Adams, is going to drive in, going to pull up and give it to Jamison, who drains a 20-footer. Brought to you by Drew Adams. 39-31 College Place. Maya dribbles down, now pulls back out. Gives on the right to Quinones. Quinones gives now top Bender. Now left Maya. Maya thinks three, goes up and down. Yes, indeed. He faked the three, left his feet, and came back down. Good night, sweet prince. So it'll be Romero taking the ball out baseline, facing two men in the backcourt. Nico going to Rooks on the right. Oh, careful. And Keith Green's demanding a travel as Nico in transition wants to feed Adams. Somehow gets stolen by Bender. And then Risen loses the handle on his dribble. And I believe they're going to call Ken Rooks for a reaching foul and trying to get no. Keith Green, nope. Yep, Ken Rooks. I was right. Commits his second personal. Third team foul? Yes. Bender will take it out to the scorer's table and the Kybe bench.
Yeah.
Mayak gathers it in, almost gets fouled by Nico. They decide to call nothing. Mayak goes to Quinones, has the lane wide open, but instead backs up, gives to Reinschmidt baseline. He wants to make a move. Jameson kicks out to Quinones, right arc. Wants to feed Reinschmidt, can't do it, goes cross-court to Maya. He's going to launch the left arc three. That got partially blocked, I think. Maya ends up gathering his own rebound. And then he drives, and it gets blocked out by Jameson. Rebound, Ken Rooks. And Hector, in transition, hits Nico from the corner. Boom! Nico O'Malley for three! Brought to you by Hector Flores, 42-31. College Place. College Place effective from downtown. Quinones puts up a shot, gets blocked, gathers it back in, kicks out to Bender, goes up against Jameson, shoots over him, and lays it up and in. Jameson ready to take the charge, and Bender pulled up at the last second. Nico takes the ball cross-court, now feeds Adams, who's going to drive in against Reinschmidt, goes up, has it blocked. Reinschmidt gathers it in, now feeds Quinones, is going to feed Bender in transition. Rooks is waiting for it, blocks the shot, but then Reinschmidt is there with the offensive putback. Nico crosses the timeline, 42-35, 2:16 to go here in the third. College Place leading. Flores on the left arc gets met by Quinones. Dribbles down into the hole, pulls back out, kicks back out to Adams at the top of the arc. Drew facing 2-3 zone, kicks out to Romero. Nico dribble, takes one dribble in, now kicks out to Rooks. Nine on the shot clock, running out of time. Adams is going to shoot a corner three. Oh, my gosh. Good-looking shot, but unfortunately it was too strong. It was an air ball. Rebound, Kybe. Quinones gathers it in the corner, pulls back out. Now goes top arc Risen. He now wants to drive through, has to kick back out to Reinschmidt. He's going to launch a three. That's very nearly an air ball, but Quinones ends up with a rebound, and he tries to feed Risen, flat out stolen by Nico, who feeds Rooks in transition, whose lay-in is a little bit too strong, but he got fouled. And that foul will be on Alex Maya. If my math is correct, that's his fourth. It is. Ken Rooks will now go to the line. Three rebounds so far in the evening. He'll get a chance to shoot two. Rooks. He takes one bounce, spins, looks, hunkers, fires off the back of the rim. No good. Xavier Roman to check in for Kybe. Drexler Yasicki, Jordan Lemus, and Cameron Lindstrom to check in for the Hawks. High scoring third quarter here. The Bears currently getting the better of the Hawks as Rook's second free throw clangs off. No good. Reinschmidt comes down with the rebound. Feeds Quinones, who crosses the timeline. Now goes to Roman, thinks three, feeds down to Reinschmidt, pulls up a little 12-footer. That was way short and all good. Rebound, Jordan Lemus. And Lemus in transition comes down the right, and he wanted to bounce past to Lindstrom. Instead, it gets booted out of bounds by Roman. And we're going to get a new shot clock for our trouble. 1:14 to go in the third. College Place leading Kybe, 42-35. Lemus into Hector. Flores wants to drive in, pulls back out. Maintaining his dribble, and the house to go to Lindstrom in the right corner. Cameron, running out of time, goes to Lemus. Lemus wants to drive in, shake and bake. Now kicks back out to Lindstrom, feeds to Rooks. Now corner Hector, he's got time for that three, and it's off the rim, no good. Long rebound, Lemus. And he ends up hitting the ball. He ends up having to sky to get the ball, then throws it back on court, but it ends up going off a College Place foot. Bender goes along to Risen, under a minute to go in the third. Risen now wants to drive in. Oh, dishes off to Goldschmidt. Puts a move on Lindstrom and manages to lay it up and in. That was good eyes there by Risen. Flores, cross court to Rooks, facing a little bit of pressure. 40 left in the quarter. Risen goes long to Lindstrom, loses the handle on the ball because Risen pokes it away, but Risen pokes it out of bounds. 33 on the game clock, 23 on the shot for third quarter. And the Hawks clinging right now to a 5-point lead at 42-37. Lemus has the ball in the left arc, shouted by Quinones. He now wants to dribble out, now goes to Rooks. He's going to launch a three. That's barely off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound, Reinschmidt. Yeah, I understand why Ken took that shot, but that's not his natural shooting range. Quinones, with 16 to go, is saying let's play for the last shot. Hawks by five, 12 seconds to go in the third. Quinones Now under 10, now to 8, goes on the left, goes to Roman, left corner 3, rims in and out, no good. Long rebound, Lemus loses the handle on it, then Rooks ties up with Roman as the clock expires, and the Hawks get outscored by 6 in the third. They cling to a 5-point lead heading into the fourth. We'll be back with the fourth. You're listening to Hawk Basketball on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
McDonald's Erin Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including commercial, winery, farm, crop, auto, flood, life, health, long-term care, renters, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald's Erin team includes more than 20 agents offering professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or David Borth a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald's Erin Insurance. This team works for you.
At Total Comfort Solutions, we believe in coming home for the holidays. We believe in watching cheesy movies, telling bad jokes, sneaking Christmas cookies, and falling asleep in front of the fire. We believe in peace, joy, compassion, and gratitude. And most importantly, we believe in family, friends, and community. We would like to take this time to express our gratitude to you for trusting us with the care and comfort of your home this year. From our Total Comfort Solutions family to yours, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
One full quarter of play left. College Place has had the lead since about 4 minutes left in the first. But in the third quarter, they gave up 6 of those points of an 11-point halftime lead. They lead Kai B by 5, 42-37, and they'll have the ball. Znicko inbounds to Flores, and once again moving right to left. Flores dribbles to the left, trying to get the most offense in motion. Feeds Nico. Shoots right arc 3. That's off the back of the rim. No good. Nico chases down his own rebound. And going to restart the offense, giving Adams at the top. Now to Flores. Now Flores wants to dribble down into the corner. He's going to have to pull back out now. He's in trouble. Someone's got to come to help with him. Finds Yasicki Drexler. He puts up a little 15-footer. Nice shot. And puts it away. We'll say that's brought to you by Hector Flores. 44-37. College Place. Quinones stops at the top of the arc. Feeds to Rising down low, and they're going to say he got fouled as he tried to start his drive. Foul on Nico Romero, calling it a holding foul. That's Nico's first. Just the fourth team foul of the second half. So Roman, yes, will take it out baseline. He feeds Reinschmidt, who slices through Jameson and Flores, gets a shot off. It ends up being no good, but they're going to say he got fouled by Joel Jameson on his way up. That's Joel's fourth. 15 foul, so Risen will go to the line. And Risen, I haven't been tracking, but he's been a dreadful free throw shooter. And he quickly addresses the line without even thinking about it and manages to hit that one. Cuts the CP lead back to 6 at 44-38. Risen spins and quickly walks up and shoots another one, and that one he knocks home. So maybe he's found a new way to make it work. And we're going to have a timeout with 7:19 to go, and the Hawks clinging to a 5-point lead over Kai B in this championship. You're listening to Hawk Basketball on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Hey, Walla, this is Christy Mullins from Walt's Place, an All-American diner. Back in 2005, I started working for a small restaurant in South Bend, Washington, called the H&H Cafe, owned by the great Walter Harmer. Walt allowed me to cook here and there, and before long, this amazing man had taught me everything he knew about cooking and running a restaurant the right way. Walter has since passed on to his eternal reward, but his memory lives on in my family's restaurant. Come and enjoy some down-home cooking at Walt's Place. 1129 South 2nd Avenue in Walla Walla. So much love, Walla.
Let's see now. Should you go with the tray of bakery sweets or the deli platter? It's hard to decide what to take to that holiday party, office party, or neighborhood get-together on your calendar. The baker, donut maker, and cake decorator in the Walla Walla Harvest Foods Bakery can help you decide. So can the deli folks at Harvest Foods. Their deli platters are generous and artfully arranged with your preference of meats, cheeses, vegetables, fruit, sandwiches, deviled eggs, and dips. Harvest Foods, 905 South 2nd in Walla Walla. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
7:19 left in this Christmas Classic Championship, and College Place leading since early in the first, only by 5 right now at 44-39, as Flores facing a press gets to Drexler Yasicki, who's going to drive in and bank it in. makes his own move to the bucket, and that is how we do that. And it is 46-39 as Quinones at the top of the arc with Nico all over him now is going to pull back out. Under 7 minutes to go. Adams going to come on him. Bender comes down low, feeds a driving Risen. And he manages to shoot up against either Adams or Yusicki, and he manages to get it up and in to cut the lead to 5 at 46-41, and now a chance to shoot an and one and cut it down to 4. He takes a spin, and then he walks to the line and then manages to dribble it home. That's been working for him more lately. Hulich plays lead now down to 4 as Adams feeds Nico, loses a handle on the dribble. He can't go. Yeah, and he's going to have to call a timeout because he got trapped and was on the verge of going over and back. So we'll take a timeout with 6:48 to go. And College Place with the ball on the lead, 46-42. You're listening to Hog Basketball on 102.3 FM KGBC2.
Merry Christmas to all in the Walla Walla Valley. Walla Walla Carpet One would like to thank you for your business this past year and wish you and your family a Merry Christmas. We know it's a busy time of year, and we'd like to make it easier for you by offering our expert help and great prices. It's inventory reduction time. All in-stock materials are now on sale. Walla Walla Carpet One, where we make beautiful affordable. 1611 West Rose Street in the Shopko parking lot.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Kiana Benton making a long comeback over an 11-point halftime lead. They've cut it down to 4. College Place has the ball. Nico inbounds to Drew Adams. And Adams takes it across the timeline, gives on the right arc to Flores. Flores now going to dribble to the top, goes cross-court to Nico. Thinks about the three, gets met too soon. Goes cross-court to Adams. He's going to launch the three. Oh, that rimmed in and out. It was a great-looking shot. Hector Flores with a long offensive rebound. And the Hawks will simply try and reset. Maybe chew up some clock here. Flores dribbling left, going to the top of the arc. Now goes to Adams on the left. Now to Jamison, who's still playing with 4 fouls. Wants to go down low to Yusicki, and the pass was too hot and too high. Can't afford to turn the ball over, and the Hawks need a stop here. Risen inbounds to Reinschmidt. He's actually going to take it across the timeline. Yeah, go back across the timeline. Wants to feed Roman, somehow manages to gather it in. Launches a long three off the side of the rim, no good. Tapped rebound brought down by Quinones. Now feeds Bender in the corner. He's going to launch a three. That rims in and out, no good. And Roman manages to tap it back in amazingly to Quinones. They're going to try again. Feeds Risen. He wants to shoot over Flores. And his shot hangs on the rim and drops off, no good. But Risen's going to go to the line for 2 to try and cut the lead to 2. And the foul's on Drexler Yusicki. That is his third personal. Hatch, Yusicki playing with 3 fouls. Jamison with 4 as Risen misses the first. Jamison's going to go to the bench. Cameron Lindstrom's going to come in. 5:52 to go. College Place clinging to a 4-point lead. Risen quickly approaches. That rims in and out, no good. But once again, Justice Bender with the offensive rebound wants to feed Reinschmidt. And then as Reinschmidt tries to go up, they're going to call a grabbing foul before any shot was taken. So this will be a 1-on-1. Fouls on Hector Flores. His first personal. That was a smart foul. And Abe Reinschmidt. Pretty sure that's Abe. Yep. Abe, the 6'6 senior, is going to shoot a 1-on-1 as that was a non-shooting foul. Clank around, no good. Man, rebound Daniel Risen with the putback. Getting killed on the boards right now is College Place. As Adams goes long to Nico. Nico is, and now we're going to get called for a reaching foul on Kai B as Nico tried to move around. Justice Bender raising his hands going, it wasn't me. Well, the ref says it was. That is only the 4th team foul. I am not tracking properly, it seems. Oh, yes, it is. I see what I'm doing wrong. Yes, that is the 4th team foul. And Drew Adams going to go to the bench. Jordan Lemus going to come in for Paul Jessup. Leaning to a 2-point lead. Nico Romero has the ball on the right arc. He dribbles to the top. Immediately gets met by Roman. Goes to Yusicki Drexler. Drexler, Yusicki, rather, gives to Lemus in the corner. Lemus going to try to dribble out. Has the ball stolen by Roman. Roman has to pull up his dribble. Has his ball tapped away by Nico. Then Nico and Flores and Quinones tie up for it, and Hector's going to come up with it. And they're going to call Quinones for a travel, which is too bad because Nico was on the break, and it's quite possible he might have been able to get that quick too. Oh, no, they're calling College Place for the travel. Got it. So Bender feeds to Quinones. Gives to Bender on the right arc. Now feeds to driving Ryzen. Wants to go up against Lindstrom. Wants to double clutch. Go reverse. That ends up being no good. But Reinschmidt is there for the offensive putback. And we're tied at 46. Tied for the first time since 11-all. Relatively early in the first quarter. As Flores feeds Yasicki Drexler on the drive. And we get the lead back. Okay. I want to make sure I get my information here correctly. Now we end up with a holding foul. I did not see where it happened. It's going to be on Hector Flores. That's his second personal. And Saul Quinones, the 6-foot sophomore, is going to go to the line to shoot a 1-on-1, as that's a ninth team foul. Shoemate checks in now, and Yasicki's going to check out. This is a much different game than the December 19th game, regardless of the outcome. Quinones takes one bounce and fires the first 1-on-1. Gets it. 48-47 College Place. 4:48 to go. It's a championship game. You want a close game? Well, we're getting it now. Quinones. Two dribbles and a spin. One more dribble and a fire. And that's a miss. Long rebound by Hector Flores. Now gets harassed by Ryzen in the backcourt. And then Silas almost loses the handle on it. Gathers it back in. Now goes long to Lemus. Well, give him the corner to Nico. Nico is wide open. And then Lemus ends up shooting a three-pointer. Ends up being no good. Now in transition, we've got Ryzen skying in against Lemus. And Lemus is going to get called for the blocking foul. So Ryzen gives, yes, I have that right. Ryzen is going to give Kai B their first lead since early in the first quarter, 49-48. They've eaten away that entire 11-point halftime lead by College Place, and Ryzen is going to get to shoot the and one. And he spins, then approaches the line and makes it, and it's a 2-point Kai B lead now with 4:27 to go. Lemus, has the ball tipped. Nico tries to gather it back in, and I think if the ball had been left alone, it would have been called College Place ball. But as it is, now we have a turnover. And the wheels may come off as this team sometimes has trouble with adversity as Maya cruises down the left wing. He wants to go up against Shoemate, kicks out to Goldschmidt. Goldschmidt drives into the key, goes up against Shoemate, and Reinschmidt's going to be called for traveling. Brought to you by Silas Shoemate. You don't have a stat for that, but he caused it. Flores back to Romero. Now to Lemus across the timeline. Lemus is on the right arc. 4 minutes to go. Kai B with a 2-point lead. Gives to Shoemate. Down. Wanted to go down low to Flores and instead gets caught by Ryzen, who then travels with it. So technically you have subsequent turnovers. Lance Hatch now to check in. Silas Shoemate is going to go back to the bench. Hatch takes it up. Baseline quickly feeds to Nico. Launches a three. Rims in and out. Was almost there. Then fight for the rebound. Reinschmidt ends up with it. Gives to Quinones. Comes down the left wing. Lemus is reaching, asking for a foul. There was a foul again against Maya. Now gives to Quinones with Nico on him. Now down low to Ryzen. He wants to make a move on Lindstrom. Manages to turn the corner. Shoots up against him. The shot ends up being no good. Can't get his own rebound. Lemus is going to come down with it. Then transition. Flores shakes and bakes. Now pulls up for 20-footer. It's off the back rim. No good. Bad shot choice. Take your time. You still have this. Hatch ends up getting fed in the key. Puts up a little 10-foot push shot. Not quite strong enough. Rebound. Kai B. Quinones has the ball on the right arc, and Keith Green wants to talk things over with his crew, and we will as well. 3:04 to go, and Kai B leading College Place 50-48. You're listening to Hawk Basketball on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Go where you want, when you want. With a Banner Bank connected checking account, you can use any ATM in the country for free. That's any ATM, anywhere. Think of it as your freedom to explore. Banner Bank,
Let's create tomorrow together. Unlimited surcharge rebates from non-Banner-owned U.S. ATMs. Banner Bank, member FDIC.
The Union Bulletin is proud to support our Valley schools and athletics with daily coverage of the best in local sports. Visit unionbulletin.com on your smartphone, tablet, or computer to see local sports stories and photography, plus online classifieds and the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support our home teams. Visit unionbulletin.com today. That's union-bulletin.com. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
3:04 to go here in this championship. Kybees fought all the way back. They've taken a 2-point lead over College Place here in this Christmas Classic Championship as Quinones goes long to Maya, thinks three, now has to pull back up. Now he goes long cross court to Quinones. Quinones wants to drive in. Now goes to Reinschmidt, who launches a three. And Hatch tries to come down with a rebound, but they're going to say last touch by Maya. So Nico inbounds to Lemus. Now goes cross-court to Flores. Flores coming on the right wing, now heading for the center. Now goes to Nico, having crossed the timeline. Nico crosses to the left, now goes to Lemus on the right. Now Hatch is going to launch the corner three. That is not his shot unless he really has a chance to set his feet. He's not a turnaround shooter sort of guy. Bender on the left arc, now goes to Reinschmidt. Drives in against Lindstrom, goes up over him. Managed to hang it on the rim and down. And now it's a 4-point Kybee lead. Reinschmidt currently driving the Kybee offense. Nico gets fed by Lindstrom, who shoots an air ball three, and the Hawks are rattled. Long outlet by Reinschmidt. Hatch almost got it, but Reinschmidt managed to gather back in and it laid in. And Paul Jessup needs to stop the bleeding, calls timeout with 2:02 to go. And Kybee on a run, 54-48. You're listening to Hawk Basketball on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
We have a huge special coming at the Walla Walla YMCA. It's called Pay the Date December.
Pay the Date? How does it work?
To join the Y, new members only pay the date for their joining fee all December.
So on December 1st, the joining fee is only $1?
Yep, and the 2nd, it's only $2.
I get it.
Even if you wait till the last day of December, you still get a big deal. But don't wait. Come in early December and get started on your New Year's resolution. Don't let the holidays put you behind. Get ahead and join the Y this December.
For more information, call 509-525-8863 or visit www.ymca.org.
Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of the College Place Hawks on KGDC2 102.3 FM. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Hawks Radio. Contact your local Edward Jones financial advisor for your investment needs. In the Walla Walla Valley, contact Chase Hessler, George Hessler, Hank Worden, or Sam Wells. Call us today at 1-800-ED-JONES. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Got to play a full 32 minutes of basketball, and the Hawks having trouble with these last 16. Finally breaking the press. Lindstrom gets fed down low, who then wants to feed Hatch along the baseline, but ends up throwing the ball away. And I believe Kybee here is on a little... This is a 6-0 run, 8-0 run. As Bender will take it out far sideline, and the Hawks will be pressing with Lemus in his face. He gets to Maya, who crosses the timeline down the left wing, and now he wants to go all the way through. And as he starts his drive at the top of the key, they're going to say he got fouled while Goldschmidt was waving frantically for the ball who could have gone in for a dunk. Fouls on Cameron Lindstrom, his second personal. Joel Jamison now is going to check in with 4 fouls. As Maya's going to go to the line to shoot 2 and hits the first. And it's now a 7-point Kybee lead. They've come all the way back. An 11-point College Place halftime lead is evaporated. And they now trail Kybee by 7, 55-48. Maya trying to make it 8, and he does. Hatch to Flores, still in the backcourt. Hector's going to put it on the ground, now dribble to the right. Now, with 26 on the shot clock, they're going to start the offense. Nico on the left arc, dribbles to the top. Now goes long to Lemus. Thinks about the three instead, wants to get a load of Hatch, has the pass tipped. It's going to be gathered. No, we're going to have a jump ball. With Jamison tied up with Goldschmidt. And the possession arrow favoring the Bears. Hawks have not really been able to do anything significant on offense since about 4 minutes left, I want to say, in the third quarter. Getting outscored 19-6 here in the fourth. Quinones takes it with pressure by Nico and Flores. Goes on the left to Reinschmidt. Now down low to Bender. Now Bender feeds driving Ryson, who lays it up and in. And the wheels are coming off. It's now a 10-point Kybe lead. You got to put together four full quarters, and the Hawks having trouble with adversity here as Hatch takes the ball across. He now dribbles to the right, goes top of the arc. Nico under a minute to go. Flores dribbles in, pulls back out, now dribbles to the top. He's going to kick out to Nico. He thinks about the three. Now tries to drive in against Bender. Feeds down low to Jamison. Going to put a move on Reinschmidt. That was a good-looking shot. Ends up being no good. Rebound, Kybe, and then in transition, we've got Joel Jamison trying to fight to get the ball back, and he's going to foul out with 4 points and three rebounds while Drexler Yasicki checks in. And with 42 seconds to go, it looks like Kybe is going to win this game. We have a two-point Reason. Going to go to the line to shoot two. And the first rim's in and out, no good. Adams and Rooks now to come in with Flores and Hatch coming to the bench. Reason now finally giving the ball. Takes one bounce, and then he walks up to the line and fires. Interesting. Interesting technique. Opens the Kybe lead to 11 and on at least a 15-0 run as Rooks throws the ball away. Gets stolen by Kybe. Then Lemus ends up stealing it back from Ryzen. Good for him. And he's quickly going to come down the left wing. Now he dribbles to the top, wants to slice through, shoots over Reinschmidt, and lays it up and in. Nice-looking shot there to end a long drought as Nico fouls Maya to stop the clock. Maya not liking it. Nico picking up his third personal. Second personal? Oh, yeah, I guess that's right. So Maya to the line now to shoot two. And Hatch is going to check back in. They're going to let Maya take his first, though. And his first hangs on the front of the rim, bounces off the back, and then drops. 60-50, Kybe over CP. 21-point turnaround here in the second half. 17 seconds to go, and Maya shoots a second. That's off the back of the rim, no good. Adams comes down with the rebound. Linus, with 13 to go, feeds Yasicki, who's going to pull up for a little 18, maybe 15-footer, no good. Hatch almost comes down with the rebound, no good. And that really ought to, please don't foul, just let it go. As Bender's going to hang on to it with a chance to make a bucket. And your Christmas Classic champions are going to be the Kiona Benton City Bears as they overcome an 11-point halftime deficit and beat your College Place Hawks 60-50. We'll be back with statistics as well as what is coming up next for your Hawks on the Two Hearts Radio Broadcast Network. We'll be back with more. The final, Kybe 60, CP 50. You're listening to Hawk Basketball on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Here's a little secret for all you husbands out there. Your wife can use a little extra help around the house. Ever thought of hiring a maid for her? Handmade Cleaning can make this dream a reality for you, providing the luxurious value of exceptional cleaning and restoration services at affordable prices. Kevin and Grace Reynolds founded Handmade Cleaning to specialize in the interior beautification of area homes and to provide quality career opportunities to dedicated people of good character. Call Handmade Cleaning 240-7999. That's 240-7995.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
When you're looking for new flooring for your home, it can be a struggle to find someone you can trust to help you make the right choice. With over 40 years of experience in the flooring industry, trust is just one of the many reasons why Connors Flooring and Design was voted best of the best. We use the finest local licensed installers to make sure your project gets done right the first time. Give us a call at 522-0176 today or stop by our showroom on C Street in College Place for your free estimate. Connors Flooring and Design. We'll take good care of you.
When putting together your holiday grocery list, make your dollars go further by shopping at Grocery Outlet. They've definitely got you covered. From turkeys to hams, foil pans, stuffing, pumpkin and produce, quality products at amazing prices. Whether it's prepping for a holiday meal or holiday baking, Grocery Outlet has the items you want at prices that can't be beat. Fresh, name brand groceries you love. Stock up for the holidays and save.
Grocery Outlet, Bargain Market.
910 South 9th, Walla Walla. You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Well, back here live, having wrapped up now the Davison Christmas Classic Tournament here at DeSales, and the boys fall in the championship to Kiona Benton 60-50. Here are your statistics. We have Silas Shoemate, 2 rebounds. Ken Rooks, 3 rebounds. We have Drew Adams, 2 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists. Lance Hatch, 2 points, 2 rebounds, 1 assist. Cameron Lindstrom, 2 points, 3 rebounds. Joel Jameson, 4 points, 3 rebounds. Hector Flores, 6 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists. And then Jordan Lemus, 11 points, 5 rebounds. Nico Romero, 11 points, 6 rebounds, 1 assist. And Drexel Isicki, leading all college play scores with 12 points, 2 rebounds, and 2 assists. The Hawks shot 37% overall, 19 for 51. 7 for 12 from the line. I want to say 1 for 4 later in the game, which did contribute to this to some extent. They had 32 total rebounds, 13 of them offensive. I count Kai B with 27 total rebounds, 15 of them offensive, and I think I underestimated that. For the Hawks, we also had 9 assists, 4 steals, and 12 turnovers. Second half that was plagued by turnovers and inability to execute on offense, and most importantly, they were unable to shut down the half-court offense of the Bears like they did in the first half. The Bears being able to feed both Reinschmidt in particular down low on the post, and then Risen in particular in the third quarter, was making a number of shake-and-bake moves and drives to the bucket that were either resulting in finished buckets or foul shots that he later on was able to convert. So the Hawks, unfortunately, then fall to 3-5. Kind of Benton goes to 6-3 overall in the season. That does not change league standings because this is not a league game. This is a Christmas tournament, so this doesn't improve Kind of Benton's standings in the 1A South Central. We're going to take another break, and when we come back, we'll take a look at what is coming up next for College Place and then wrap things up here from DeSales in Walla Walla as the boys drop their final to Kiona Benton. Despite being up by 11 at halftime, they lose to Kai B 60-50. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Hawk Basketball on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Toyotathon is on at McCurley Integrity Toyota of Walla Walla. But hurry in because it all ends soon. Take advantage now of incredible offers. For only $136 a month, drive the all-new 2018 Corolla LE. And for just $145 a month, the 2018 Camry L can be yours. Save even more in the 2018 RAV4 XLE Hybrid. Just $182 a month. Don't miss financing as low as 0% and our biggest rebates of the year. Plus, just announced even bigger bonus rebates. Don't wait. It's all going on now. The final days of Toyotathon is on. Only at McCurley Integrity Toyota of Walla Walla on North Wilbur Avenue. Integrity in everything we do for you. And visit us online at McCurleyToyota.com.
Chrome stock number TJ10, Camry stock number TJ54, $39.99 due at signing. RAV4 stock number TJ57, $49.99 due at signing. 36-month leases, financing offers available on select models. Auto-approved credit plus tax, title, license, and fee. See dealer for details. Expires 1/2/18.
Don't hassle with mailing rebates. It's Carhartt Bucks time. Remember, no brand makes more rugged workwear in the U.S. than Carhartt. Get it all at the store with the largest Carhartt selection, L&G. Buy $100 worth of Carhartt and get a $20 coupon. $75, $15 in Carhartt Bucks. $50 Carhartt purchase, get a $10 coupon. All to be used on your next Carhartt purchase. Carhartt Bucks, now at L&G.
This is Rick Gerling from L&G Rent Supply. From all of our family and crew to all of you, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
At Total Office Concepts, a certified Kyocera Total Document Solutions provider, we see your business differently. We know your documents have workflow and compliance requirements and the need to eliminate paper documents when possible. With Kyocera's unique solutions and TOC's expertise, you can realize substantial savings. Total Office Concepts, locally owned, serving our community for 90 years, providing furniture and technology solutions. Call 582-4686 today. At Total Office Concepts, we make your workspace work.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Wrapping up this Davidson Christmas Classic here from DeSales, your boys champions are kind of Benton, having beaten your College Place Hawks 60-50. Your girls champs are the DeSales Lady Irish. They beat Kai B 45-28. Boys and girls for College Place go 1-1 in this tournament. The boys beat DeSales yesterday 71-63. The girls beat University Prep earlier today 55-38. So here's what's coming up for the Hawks. They're going to get 7 days off. Then they're going to go on the road up nearly to Tri-Cities. They're going to be visiting Riverview on the 5th. That's next Friday. So you're talking another seven-day layoff before College Place gets to play again. The girls slated to start at 6, I believe, on that day. The boys should be starting at 7:30. Then they return home to Waluke the next day, the 6th, down in College Place. They'll be hosting the Warriors. Game times to be announced during the Riverview broadcast this next coming Friday. That'll be it here from DeSales. The boys lose to Kai B 60-50. Next broadcast, 6 p.m. from Riverview. Girls taking on Riverview, followed by the boys. And that'll do it from DeSales here in Walla Walla. You've been listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
You've been listening to exclusive coverage of College Place High School Hawks basketball on 102.3 FM KGDC2. Join us again next time for Hawks Radio right here on Walla Walla's KGDC2. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.